I think it's actually a shame that the Western world, in particular the United States, that advocated democracy, human rights, and now we see a more of a coward position. The Libyan people are not asking for much. They're all what they're asking for is a no-fly zone. And it's a dramatic contrast between call for democracy. Obama stood in Cairo and talked about democracy and freedom. And now the least he can do is support a no-fly zone. The blood of the Libyan people is not cheap. It's very expensive for us.
Dr. Tahuni, the Obama administration would say that it has taken steps to deal with Muammar Gaddafi because of the violence in Libya. It would say that perhaps they froze the assets of the Libyan government. They have taken other steps, including sanctions. So are you saying that these steps are not enough?
I don't understand what they mean by sanctions. What we have is airplanes that are bombing cities about 50-100 kilometers from here. To tell you, as a supporter of Obama, I am totally, as most of the Libyan people, are disappointed. And here is the simple equation. It's not really complicated. Gaddafi is gone. He will go sooner or later. And I think the Libyan people will remember who are their friends who stood by the hour of the need.
What can you tell us about the fight? We get information that Gaddafi forces have overwhelmed the rebels in the city of Ajabia. First of all, is this true?
First of all, it's not correct. But even if Ajabia, you know, is not liberated city a week from now, again, that's not even a question. The question is the fight will keep going. And I wish that you guys have representatives in the city of Benghazi, in Beira, and Jadavia to see the true spirit of the Libyan people who are, you know, fighting again. That's the other story that the West is not getting it. This is not Al-Qaeda. This is not the radical movement. This is a genuine movement for freedom and democracy. And Gaddafi is trying to label it. And I think the West is buying it to the detriment, I think, of the West.
You are in Benghazi, and the fear is that the Gaddafi forces, if they overrun Ajabia, they are likely now to be on the way to Benghazi. Is Benghazi ready?
Yes, I hope he comes.
You hope the Gaddafi forces come?
Yeah. Trust me, there's no fear of Gaddafi and his forces. We know he's gone. It's just a question of hours, days, weeks, maybe months that he's gone. The question is how many innocent lives he's going to take with him.